Okay, Rabbi, today's daf is daf Mem Aleph. We're holding the third line from the top of the Amid where it says, V'osilei se'ir yamikipurim nise'irei avoides kechovim mi'kal v'choymer. What is the kal v'choymer that we're referring to? What halacha are we trying to learn? We just have to remember a little bit about what we learned already yesterday. Yesterday, back on Mem Amid Aleph, we had Rav Papa. Was it Rav Papa Gizak? Three lines from the bottom of the Amid. Rav Papa said that pasuk that we quoted already for the last two or three days, the pasuk which appears in the parish of Par Helim Davishol Tzibur, it says Vaas Nida. Also Lapor Kasher Also Lapar Achatos Ken Yaseloi. What is this Vaasa Lapor? Kasher also the par hachatos. What are these two par? So back on Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, we said that the first lapar is referring to the par of Yom Kippurim. That was the last line of Lamed Tes Amid Aleph. And the second lapar is on the top of Lamed Tes Amid Beis. That's referring to the par Kohen Mashiach. So the Gemara back on Mem Amid Aleph, which we learned yesterday, going back about two thirds down the Amid, the Gemara asks, when it says in the pasuk lapar zepar yom kippurim lemay hilchasa, what is it coming to teach us? What halacha? Said Rav Papa is coming to tell us the din of es badom utvila. What's meant es badom utvila? Those three words only appear by the par koine mashiach. It doesn't appear by the par helim davishul tzibur. What does it say? It says tovel hakoin es etzboi badom. So I learned from the word es, from the word badom, and from the toval, three halachas. Es comes to tell you that even if the kohen unfortunately had a blister on his finger, it's not a chatzitza, and he can go and do the tefilas etzba badom. What does badom come to tell us? That the initial mizrak that is being mekabel adam has to have the full shiur of dam for hazois. What does the tovel come to tell you? Come to tell you that the kohen has to immerse his finger in the blood and not misapik. Misapik means to go and rub off some of the blood from the side of the wall of the misrak. Aha. Now this halacha only says by a par kohen hamashiach. It doesn't say by par helm davishol tzibur. Oh, that's why I go and import the word par to the parsha of the par helm davishol tzibur. And they also have the word, remember we have two par, the osa lapar, kasher osa lefar hachatos. One par comes to tell you the din of the par Yom Kippur. The other comes to tell you the par koin Mashiach. So as a result of the par koin Mashiach, I've imported, if you will, the halacha of es badom and tvila to the parsha of par helam davishol tzibur, and I'm transferring, if you will, further to the par Yom HaKippur. That's what Rav Papa said. That's the need for par to tell you par Yom HaKippur. Then on the Amid Beis, Mem Amid Beis, roughly a third from the top of the Amud, the Gemara said, Tani Kavasi Rav Papa, Avaraya to Rav Papa. What was the Brais Araya to Rav Papa? Said the Brais of the Osa Kasher Osa, Matam Loimer, Lapar. What does Lapar come to tell you? Le Rabbi is par Yom HaKippurim, Lechol Ma she'omer be'inyan, to include everything. What is that everything? So Rashi said it comes to include everything, including es badom utvila. Oh, but then we had Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, "I don't need the lapar to tell us that. I can learn it from a kal v'chomer." What was the kal v'chomer? Said Rabbi Shmuel. Just like if you want to look at the lashon of the Gemara. Almost halfway down, Amr Bishmol, again, Mem Amid Beis, Kav Chayim, Umma B'mokim Shloi, Hushve, Karban LeKarban, Hushve, Masim LeMasim, Mokim Shehishve, Karban LeKarban, Ein Adin Shehishve, Masim LeMasim, which means, we're going to try to find two Kabanas, which are not the same, meaning that they are a different min behind. One will be a par, and one will be a soyer. So loy hishva carbon the carbon. But nevertheless, hishva masim la masim. Whatever masim it says in the Torah about both of them, they both apply. So makim shehishva carbon the carbon. where I find that the Torah gave the same min behaima, meaning a par and a par, or for that matter, a soyer and a soyer, ain adin sheyishva masa lamasa, that the masim will be the same. And the Gemara struggled for a bit yesterday figuring out what was the loy hishva carbon the carbon, until the Gemara concluded five lines from the bottom of mem amid days, par helam dover shel tiber, and the soyer shel yoy makipurim. Loy hushva carbon the carbon, because says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom of mem amid days, the high par, the high soyer. Here you're talking about a par helam dover shel tiber. Here you're talking about a soyer. Obviously, loy hushva carbon the carbon. But nevertheless, hushvu masim lamasim. What means hushvu masim lamasim? Those things which are the same are exactly the same. Explain to Rashi. This was, remember Barry's point yesterday. The social Yom Kippurim, we have altogether numerous hazois. Social Yom Kippurim, number one, goes with naiv lefnim, where you have to have achas viachas, you have to have eight. And then the Shoshi Yom Kippurim, you have to go and do it in front of the Paroiches. Again, Achas V'Achas, another eight, another 16. The Bar Shel Tzibur only has the seven and the four. Seven in front of the Paroiches, four on the Mizbech. The Shoshi Yom Kippurim, you afterwards you mix it with the Dam of the Par. Anyway, but the point is, Avada, there are differences between the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur to the Shoshi Yom Kippurim. Shoshi Yom Kippurim, Lefnai V'Lefnim. Shetiba doesn't go lefnai v'lefnim. Shoshi Yom Kippurim, eight on front of the paroiches. Pilot Shetiba only has seven in front of the paroiches. And so on and so forth. But Rashi says, there are differences. But legabi, those mitzvahs, which they are the same, those mas which are the same, they're the same. In other words, the seven that you do in front of the paroiches, that's the same for the par, helam, dover shel tzibur, and the sor does one more. It has eight. And even goes with nai v'lefnim. Agreed. But in terms of those hazois which are the same, seven in front of the paroiches, the same. Four on the mizbeach, those are the same. And so therefore, zokti gemara, hushvu mas mamasim. Now, where do I find the case of high par v'high par? Now we're down to the very bottom of mem amid beis. Mokim shehushva carbon the carbon, last line, the high par v'high par, which is referring to the par Koyin HaMashiach and the par Yoyim HaKippurim, both of them are par, they're both on par, as we said yesterday. Ein adin d'navad d'navad shehushvu masim l'masim, that they should both be the same. Then what should they both be the same? Zokti Yimora Mem Aleph Amar Aleph top line, the oscillate par Yoyim HaKippurim, li es bedam utvila bipar koyin mashiach, as a result of this kal v'chomer madach, two separate minim have the same masim, the same min par yom kippurim par koyin mashiach, they also have the same masim. What same masim do they have? The par koyin mashiach has the din of es dam utvila. I export that now to par yom kippurim, that also has the din of es bedam utvila, the din of the blister, the din of the shear of dam, and the din of having to go and immerse the finger and not rub it on the side of the mizrak. Ah, so that being the case, said Rabbi Shmuel, I don't need the tam loy mel apar l'rabbis par yom kippurim. I can learn it from this kal v'chomer. Can we just finish? The osele seir yom kippurim, also from the identical kal v'chomer, meseir avodes kechavim, also mi kal v'chomer. What's the kal v'chomer? The exact same kal v'chomer that we just said now. And what was that? Madach, that you started off with two separate minim. What is the separate minim? Par helam dover shel tzibur, the soil shel yoyim ha-kippurim. They're two different kabbanis. But the Torah was mash for their masim, that whatever masim that you have, the lowest common denominator is the same for both of them. Both of them have at least seven hazois in front of the paroiches. Both of them you have to go and do four nesinas on the mizbeach. So they're the same in that respect. Oh, even though they're two separate minim, this is a par with the soyer. Said certainly when the Torah was mash with the two together, meaning the soyer of Yom Kippur and the soyer of Avodah Zarah, where they're both seirim, they're exactly the same. Then about the Torah is going to go and say that the masim should be the same. What is the masim going to be the same? That just like by seirei avodas krichovim, there's a din of s Badom Ubetvila. I'm going to export that now to the Soyer of Yom Kippurim, that it also has the same din of Es Bedam Ubetvila. But the question is, how do I even know by Seiri Avodis Koychovim that there's a din of Es Badom Utvila? If you look in the parasha of Seiri Avodis Koychovim, which is in Parasha Shlach, it doesn't mention any words Es Bedam Utvila. So how would I know that there that halacha applies? Says the Gemara, because I learned it from a Hekish. What is the Hekish that I learned? Because although it doesn't say anywhere by the Seiri Avodis Koychovim the din of Es Badom Utvila, but Seiri Avodis Koychovim is included in the par in the parsha of the par helam davashal shel tzibur. So you're going to ask me where, how, when? The lametes amid beis, the second line from the top of the amid. The Gemara said that when it says in the pasuk, the osel apar kasha osel lafar hachatos, and the Gemara said on the second line of lametes amid beis, what does achatos come to include? Seiri avodis koychovim. So what does it include Seiri Avodis Koychovim for? To tell you the din of Es Badom Utvila. Ah, so once I have that Seiri Avodis Koychovim has a din based on a Hekish. Hekish meaning that I've inserted the Seiri Avodis Koychovim through the word Chatos into the parish of the Par Helm Dov Shel Tzibur, which also includes the Par Koine Mashiach, because it says Par and Par. Ah, now I can learn how to Kal V'Choymer from Seiri Avodis Koychovim to the din of Asoir Yoim HaKippurim. Freiti Gemara B'chidover HaLomid BeHekish, meaning that the whole din of Es Badom Utvila by Seiri Avodis Koychovim is all based on this Hekish, this extra word HaChatos, that is Makish Seiri Avodis Koychovim to the other two Parim, the Par Koine Mashiach and the Par Lomid Shel Tzibur. Can I go and say that after that, Choyzim Lamed Bekal B'choymer, it can teach now that this halacha also applies to Seir Yom Kippurim based on the Kal B'choymer? Can you start off with a Hekish and then turn it and learn it further through a Kal B'choymer? Now, we are really not familiar with this concept yet, but Mi'at Hashem, in another 7, 8, 9 days, we're going to have 2 or 3 blot where the Gemara is going to tell us that Gabi Hilchus Kodshim, you cannot go and learn back to back limudim to teach you halacha. So, for instance, if you have a dover alamed behekish, you cannot be choizim alamed behekish. The Gemara is going to ask whether dover alamed bekal v'choymer, choizim alamed bekal v'choymer, dover alamed begzeira shava, choizim alamed begzeira shava, the mamatzino, etc. Mitzvah, we're going to see that in another few blot. But the point is this. At this time, the Gemara assumes that you cannot learn a back-to-back Hekish and Kal V'Choymer. What do you mean back-to-back? That Seir Avodis Koychovim, you don't know what the din is by S, by Dom Mutvila. But you start off with the Par Koine Mashiach. And for our purposes, the Par Koine Mashiach and Par Helam Dov Shel Tzibur at this point are really considered to be one, because we imported the Hilchois Par Koine Mashiach into the Par Helam Dov Shel Tzibur by the extra the osa lapor, the extra first part. So therefore, it's as if it says it now within the parsha of the parashah of Shel Tzibur. And now I included and I shared it the hekish to the seirei avodis koychavim. And now from that seirei avodis koychavim, I want to learn a kal v'choymer the sari yom kippurim. The Gemara at this moment holds you can't do that. If the whole mekar by seirei avodis koychavim is based on the hekish of the word hachatas that we had here on Lamed Tes Amid Beis, Choyzim Lamed Kikav Choymer, can it further go and teach now the same din Es Badom Utvila to Sar Yom Kippurim through the methodology of a Kal V'Choymer? Amra Papa, yes. Kasavitan of Rabbi Shmuel. Tablam the hekish Choyzim Lamed Bekal V'Choymer. And so therefore, bottom line, we have now concluded the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel of yesterday, that Rabbi Shmuel holds that the din of Es Badom Utvila, both by the Par Yom Kippurim as well as by the Sar Yom Kippurim, you don't need Psukim for that, because I can learn it from a Kal V'Choymer. The Kal V'Choymer that I started off with, the Par together with the Sar, two separate kabbonis, hushfu masim lamasim, shavada, where I have par and par, or sor and sor, avada hushfu masim lamasim. Barry's been waiting very patiently. What's your question?
First, many times you have a Kal Vachomer, the Gemara will reject and go, how can you compare this? This is different in this quality, this is different in this quality.
Mm-hmm.
To now build a Kal Vachomer based on the fact that you described the lowest common denominator of the common masim that they have together.
Right.
That seems very, very vulnerable to being knocked over with, an easy challenge.
Mm-hmm.
That's my first question. My second thought is, reflecting on it, is a blister ever a chatzitza in any other korban?
Mm-hmm.
Is there ever a bidi'eved, you don't have to have enough hazal adam in the mizrach for even the tefillah? I mean, or doing it on the side of the walls? Are these not applicable in all korbanos? Why are we insisting on these super korbanos? And hekel korbanos that only here it applies. Does it not apply everywhere? These seem like, I mean, a chatzitza. Why would something not be a chatzitza here and yet be a chatzitza in a ola or a shlamim?
Okay, so you're asking very good questions. The Ikr that we're talking about over here is Hazoy Saddam, as opposed to all other Kabbanas where they have Zerika Saddam. All other Kabbanas, since you have Zerika Saddam, you never touch the actual blood itself. It all resides in the Mizrak. How do you go and get the blood from the Mizrak onto the Mizbeach? You do it through this shooting form, by just going and giving a throw, a shtois, a shos. Shos is really a word.
Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
Shtois is to go kick someone or kick something.
Sorry.
You're doing fine. Anyway, so you go and give a shos from the Mizrak onto the Mizbeach. So therefore you never have to put your fingers in. It makes a difference whether your finger has a blister or doesn't have a blister, because you're not being toval etzbo'oi badom. Number one. Number two, it's going to have the shear of blood. Otherwise you're not going to get anything on the Mizbeach. The Hazois that we're talking about are so relatively so small and so insignificant, therefore I would have thought if I go and take a half a shear from this and half a shear of this and I go and mix them together, it might have been sufficient. Kamash Malon, no, Badom has got to be a choshev of volume. But as Rikas Adam, it always has to be choshev of volume, otherwise there's not going to be enough dam to give a shos onto the two different kronos of the Mizbech. Furthermore, the Gabi, the Mesapik again would only apply if you're putting your finger in and you're trying to get blood onto your finger. So says the Gemara, you have to go and put it in the, immerse it in the blood itself, as opposed to rubbing it off on the wall. At the Mizrak, that's not Shaykh, because we're not talking about putting your fingers in, we're talking about shooting it from the Mizrak.
In the Chatas, Mizbech HaChitzon, don't we have Chuda VeKeren? And isn't that done with the finger?
Okay, so you're pointing out that teretz is good for all the regular kabbalists, but
right,
that doesn't answer the question what about a chatas chitzayna.
Correct.
So it could be, and we have to continue our gemara and maybe look in mafarshim and maybe look in other gemaras, the gemara is medama the chatas chitzayna to the chatas pnimius. Now that we've established this din of the espa dom matvila by the chatas pnimius, maybe the same thing applies to chatas chitzayna too. But our Gemara doesn't focus on that. We're only focusing internally on the parent of Shaltzibah, the parent of Mashiach, parent of Kippurim, all of these being Chatois Penimiyas.
The second thing was that the attempt at a Kal Vachomer that we are now saying, well, it's so obvious, mm-hmm, it's because Hanach Nefishin, this has so many more Avodos, Zothayim Nefim, and this is not on the Tirom Mizbeach, they're so different. Usually a Kal Vachomer will not withstand such a challenge. The Gemara is silent and doesn't just knock over this Kal Vachomer and go, how can you say it's a Kal Vachomer? It's so vulnerable, so fragile. It's a fragile Kal Vachomer.
Your initial question about Nichnas Damam Lefnai V'Lefnim, if you remember, the Gemara yesterday asked that on the original iteration of what the Kal Vachomer is, where the Gemara said, "My lehushva carbon the carbon, ilema parya mikipurim, visorya mikipurim."
Among other things too, besides extra hazos, 8 instead of 7,
slow down. We're talking about Pariyam Kippurim, Soryam Kippurim.
Okay.
They're the number of hazos, the mokoim, the amount, all are exactly the same.
Right.
But the Gemara said, but the problem is, how can you learn from that to other dinim? For instance, excuse me, Pariya Mikipurim from Parakon Mashiach, the Gabi S, Bedam Mutvila, maybe only by Pariya Mikipurim and Tsariya Mikipurim they have a common quality that they're both Nichnas Lefnai V'Lefnim. So Gemara says, you're absolutely right. And therefore the Gemara concluded that we're not learning from the two Yom Kippurim Dika. We're learning from one of Yom Kippur. That's the story of Yom Kippur. And we're learning with the Par Hel and Davar Shel Tzibur. So you can't go and ask on them, oh, that's the Nichlas and Dhamma Lefnai Belefnim. The type of Pirchas that you are asking are Pirchas that you would normally ask from the numerator to the denominator, meaning from the first part of the Kal V'Chaymer to the second part of the Kal V'Chaymer. You cannot go and try to bring a Raya from the first part of the Kal V'Chaymer, which is Kal, certainly to the Chomer. The same thing should apply. No, because I find by the Kal that it has certain chumras. Maybe it's really not a Kal. Maybe it's a Chomer. Even though the Torah said by the Pari Yom Kippurim and the Sor Yom Kippurim, it's Kal in a sense that they're two separate animals. But the Torah said, they're the same Masim. See, Morris said, yeah, we can't learn from that type of Kal because both of them are Nichnas Dom Lefnai Lefnim. It goes all the way into the Kodesh Kadosh. So they're more Chomer, even though they're two separate animals. So that's an appropriate type of Pircha. Over here, you're asking a Pircha on the numerator itself. In other words, the first part of the Kal V'Chaymer. That you have differences between the Par Helen Dover Shel Tzibur and the Sor Shem Kippurim.
Yes.
The Gemara agrees that there are differences. The Gemara is just saying, but I do find enough commonalities between them, L'moshel, that I have to have seven Hazois in front of the Parachus. It's true. Sor Shem Kippurim, you call Lefnai Lefnim. Par Helen Dover Shel Tzibur, you don't call Lefnai Lefnim. The Sor Shem Kippurim, you have eight in front of the Parachus. He only has seven in front of the Parachus. But Lagabi, those seven, they're exactly the same. The same thing is, Lagabi, the four that you put on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, those are exactly the same. So even though... even though this happens to be a par, and this happens to be a sar, they're different. Hushvu, the masim are the same. So the Gemara says, zikr, in a case where both of them are the same min, this is a par, and this is a par. And avanda, their masim should be the same. What masim should be the same? By the one of them, I know that it says in the Torah, it has to be es badom utvila. No. So then the other one should also be Es Badom Matvila, since the Par and the Par are exactly the same. It's the same Min Bahim.
So in your terminology, we're learning from the lowest common denominator of the numerator of the Kal V'Chomer.
Exactly right. And I didn't make this up. It's the Rashi here on the top of Mem Aleph Omer Aleph. If you want to look quickly at that Rashi, top Rashi, Hushu Masa Lamasa Lamaik Sibu, first Rashi, Shapir Shakosab HaZois HaKsuvas Behen, those Zois which are written in the Torah, Leshinu as Zu Mizu. Eilal Paroiches, Beilal Paroiches. Eilal Ekronis, Beilal Ekronis. Eilu Beatzva, Beilu Beatzva. The Afal Gav, the Loik Siv Be Besoyer, Es Badom Utvila. These three don't appear. And the Shinui, the Ikalamaim, Leipirs as a call. The Torah didn't write everything. What it says, befeidish, there are no changes. You can ask me, Akasha, I hear the blood of the Sor Shem Kippurim goes lefnai v'lefnim, and not the Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur. It says eight. Agreed. What it says in the Torah, there is no difference. Even though the Torah was marba more by the Soyer Shoyem Kippurim that it has Lefnai B'Lefnim, and it has 8 instead of 7, you're 100% right. But that's not a Shinoi. Mikol Mokin Mas Avoidish Shehitzrach L'Shneyem Loi Shina. Those which are the same, there is no change. Although by the Soyer Shoyem Kippurim there are more Maskim, but I'm not looking at the more is irrelevant. Those which are exactly the same, there are no shinuyim. What means no shinuyim? You have to do those azois exactly the same way. Exactly the same way. So just like by this one you have to do es, badom, and tvila. Here you have to also do it es, badom, utvila. It doesn't say befeirish in the Torah. That's what we're learning from the Hekish and from the Kal V'Chomer. Like the Gemara just said, that you're allowed to go and learn initially the Hekish and then to a Kal V'Chomer.
One last question mechanically. The Hazos of the Sar of Yom Kippurim, Achas, Achas, Ve'achas, etc. I remember, first he holds the blood up and then he goes down.
Right.
In the case of the Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur,
where there are only seven.
Only seven. It's just down.
It gets down.
The motion, everything is the same. There's no...
Same. Exactly.
And it's like Kamasla, like a whip, just
exactly
the same way.
Okay. Good. And now, in some Gemaras, there are two dots over here. And we start off, Lepar is the Par Helem Davar Shel Tzibur. Now, This lapar is the par hamdav shel tzibur, is not from the original braisa that we started off this beautiful sugya 2 or 3 days ago, because there it says lapar, it's referring to the par yom kippur, or the second par was a par koyin mashiach. Who is the one that says lapar is the par hamdav shel tzibur? That's part of Rabbi Shmuel. So if you go back to Rabbi Shmuel of yesterday, again, almost halfway down the Amud, Amr Rabbi Shmuel Kal B'Chaimer Mamamakim Shlei Hushu Makarim the Karim Hishva Masal the Masim Makish Hishva Karim the Karim Adid Shiashva Masal the Masim Elamatam Loiba. This is now what we're focusing on. Why does it say Lapar? In other words, since Rabbi Shmuel is saying I don't need to import the Par Yom Kippurim for purposes of the Es Vadom Utvila. Why? Because I can learn it from a Kal V'Chaymer. So what does that par then come to include? It comes to include the par Hamdav Shel Tzibur. And the next lapar, because it says two times in the pasuk, Zeh par Koyin HaMashiach. We already asked yesterday, and we said we're going to address it today, that this first lapar, Zeh par Hamdav Shel Tzibur, L'Choyer doesn't make sense. Why doesn't it make sense? Because anytime you have this type of riboy, or this type of additional term, it comes to import it from somewhere else to learn new dinim. The parasha that we're talking about is the par helem dover shel tzibur. In the par helem dover shel tzibur, we have this pasuk that we've been focusing on now for the last couple of days. The yosel lapar kasha osel lafar achatos. That's what we're talking about. In the parish of Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. So we're saying, what do we need the extra word lapar for? To include the par Helam Dovah Shel Tzibur. You don't need to include it. That's the parish that we're talking about. And that's the Gemara's kasha now. That these words, the chayra, don't make sense. Rashi already asked yesterday, what's pshat? And he said, wait until tomorrow, meaning today. And Baruch Hashem, everybody had patience, and therefore we are addressing that now. Says in the pasuk lapar is a palam shel tzibur, we're talking about the par helam dover shel tzibur. We don't have to be marbit mitam ribui from somewhere else. It's Amar Rapapa. So Rapapa says something very, very fascinating. Mishum deboi agmure par helam dover shel tzibur bioiseres ushte kloyes l'seire avoidas kechavim upar helam dover shel tzibur begufei loyksiv. Is Bekesha, is Bekesha Osi. It's Rechlepar, let me have a command, Dechsiv Bebe Gufe, for let me have a Jabba, let me behekish, Choyzim Lama behekish. What does the Gemara mean? What the Gemara means to say is, we're now referring to three separate parshas. Number parsha number one is the Par Koyin HaMashiach, number two is the Par Helm Dabba Shel Tzibur, and number three is the Seirei Avoidas Koychot. Now in the first two parshas, in the par Koyin HaMashiach and the par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, both of them say that you have to be maktir a murim on the mizbech. Seir Avodas Chacham parsha Shlach is silent about putting on a murim. You only have some very vague reference where the pasuk talks about Isha Lashem Chatosim al Shigigosim. And the Gemara says that Isha Lashem, what means Isha? Something that you put on the Eish? Oh, that's referring to the Aktoris Emurim. That's the whole Remes, that's the whole Rai that is Aktoris Emurim. Now, what Aktoris Emurim do you do in connection with those Seir Avodas Chacham? Now I'm going to import from Par Koyin HaMashiach that you have to put on not only Chelev, but also the Oiseres HaKoveid and the Shtei HaKloyos. These Shtei HaKloyos in Yeseres HaKoveid doesn't say by Seir Avodas Chacham. It doesn't even say it by the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur. It only says it by the Par Koyin HaMashiach. If I want to go and learn now Seir Avodas Chacham from the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur, how would I learn it? Because I have the extra word HaChatos, which we had on Lamed Tes Amed Beis, the second line. Parachatos comes to include the Seir Avodas Kechavim. I want to learn out that there's a din of Shtei HaKloyos and Yiseres HaKoveid. The problem is, in the Par Helam Dover Shel Tzibur itself, it doesn't say that din of the Shtei HaKloyos and Yiseres HaKoveid. You only have it by the Par Koyin HaMashiach. How are we going to export it for Parakoin of Mashiach, bring it into the Parhelm Dershul Tzibor, so that I can learn now for the Parhelm Dershul Tzibor, so that in of Seirah Vayas Chaychav. So I would say, because there's a word Lapar, which is Koin Mashiach, in the Parsha of Par Helam Davishul Tzibor. So first I'm going to learn from the Par Koin Mashiach, where it says, Befeirish, Ishtei Akloyis Yiseris Akavet, with the Hekish, because it says, the second time Lapar, the Par, in the Pasuk Gesundheit, in the Pasuk of Par Helam Davishul Tzibor, and that's referring to Par Koin Mashiach. So I've now imported it now to Par Helam Davishul Tzibor. And they also have a chatos, all to the Baram of Shul Tzibor, which is referring to the Sira Avodah Zechavim. So I am now a back-to-back hekish. In the parish of Par, Koyin the Mashiach, it says, Shtei HaKloyois, and the Yeseres HaKovet. I export that now behekish to the Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor. And for Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor, I export it further to the Sira Avodah Zechavim, because it says achatos, but I have a big problem, because then I'm going to have a Dover Alamed behekish. So how can I go and export it all the way to the Seir Avodah Zechavim? If, says Rapapa, the only way I can learn from Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor to the Seir Avodah Zechavim is only if I can actually place it verbatim, word for word, as if I can go and take a scissors and cut out those words of the Shtei Akloyis and the Yiseres HaKoveit and import them and write them in and put them in between the lines in a parenthesis in the Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor alone. Then I don't have to rely on a hekish with a hekish. I'm just learning straight from Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor to Seir Avodah Zechavim. So you're going to tell me, well, how do I do that? How do I accomplish that?
How can you do that?
Okay, so that's what a Papa is coming to tell us now. A Papa says the way you do it is by adding the word Par, which is a reference to the Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor, in the parsha of the Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor, by adding this redundancy, I'm able to go and say that what I imported from the Par Koin HaMashiach is not just I imported, now it's become a full-fledged resident and citizen of the Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor. How? By writing that extra Par and make it refer to the Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor. So now it's as if it's redundant, as if it's repetitive in the parish of Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor itself, and now it's no longer hekish but a hekish, it's just one hekish of the Seir Avodah Zechavim directly from Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor. But it doesn't say in the Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor. That's why the Torah adds Par Zeh Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor, so that it should be deemed as if it's written mamish befeirish in the parsha of the Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor. I only have one hekish and not two hekish.
Why? Why?
Don't need that part.
It's unnecessary.
The
pasuk makes sense without it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. We're calling it a hekish, and sometimes the same concept is called a gezeira shava.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the Kabbalah of classifying that way, is there any functional? Because you can learn a gezeira shava to gezeira shava, maybe not in Kachin, but elsewhere I know. Zima, zima, hena, hena.
You can learn hekish to hekish everywhere else too.
But is there a substantive difference between what we're calling here hekish and elsewhere we call gezeira shava?
A gezeira shava is when you're using two words which are the same.
Shava kohen bo, not entirely. It can be shava kohen bo, kohen. It can be.
No, it doesn't have to be precisely word for word. It's got to be more or less the same concept. So you can learn one from the other because they use the same terminology or the virtually the same terminology in one place and the other. Here we're not saying because here it says par be par shul tzibor, and here it says par be koin mashiach, and therefore learning zeir shava. That's not how the Gemara is learning it. The Gemara is saying is that since I have an extra word par in the par helam dov shul tzibor, a parsha of par helam dov shul tzibor, I'm taking that par to import other parim from somewhere else to tell you that they have the same din in the form of a hekish. Not because here it says and there it says, but rather because I'm importing that other parsha into our parsha b'derech remez through the use of this mechanism called the hekish, the extra word par. But instead of saying that this par comes to include parim kippurim, which is what Rebbe and the earlier Braisa learned, the par comes to include Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor. But we're talking about the Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor by now adding again Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor in the parsha of the Par Helam Dov Shul Tzibor. As a result of that redundancy, we can go and say now that I learned from the parkoina Mashiach, the dinim of the Shtei Akloyis and Yisaris HaKoved, it's as if they are written beferish here in this din of the parhel and davar shel tzibah, in this parsha. So getting back to the Gemara again, Nochamu v'yishtaitis, yeah. Again, the part, Zeparlum Dov Shotzibur. Six lines from the top of the Yomid, we'll run through it. Zeparlum Dov Shotzibur. I have a Tzibur Gufik Tzibur, says it in the part, Helm Dov Shotzibur. I don't need a reboy to be marb itself. Omra Papa Mishim Deboy Yagmuri Parlum Dov Shotzibur, Beyoserish Deaklois, Lissi Yerabois Chachom. Where are we going to learn that from and to? That's going to be the bottom of the Yomid. The Gemara is going to bring a posik in Parshishlach, where I'm going to be Madama, the part, Helm Dov Shotzibur. To Seir by Sechovim, and I'm going to say, what is that dinyan? What is that hekish? Come to tell you the din that by the chalovim that you put on the mizbeach, among them you have to put in the shtei akloyes and the yoseres ha-kovet. So therefore, by agmurai, I need to teach from har helen dov shel tziba the din of yoseres and shtei akloyes li Seir by Sechovim to the din of Seir by Sechovim. But the problem is, parim dov shel tziba begufei leksiv, it doesn't say the din of the Yeseris and Shtei Akloyis by Parham Dov Shel Tzibur. How do we know the din of Yeseris and Shtei Akloyis by Parham Dov Shel Tzibur? Bekesh Asi. Only through a Hekesh that I'm learning it from the Par Koyin HaMashiach, where there it does say Beferish the Shtei Akloyis and Yeseris HaKavit. So therefore, how am I going to learn one from the other? It's going to be a Hekesh and a Hekesh. It's Rech Lapar. That's why I need this extra word Lapar. L'mehave keman tichsivei begufei. And by adding the word lapar, which now is referring to this very par helem dover shel tzibur, therefore it's as if I rewrote the whole parsha of par helem dover shel tzibur a second time. So whatever I've imported is no longer considered to be an illegal immigrant, but rather happens to be now a resident within the parsha of par helem dover shel tzibur. It's as if it's command tichsivei begufei. And as a result of this, Ezra Papa, I will not have a situation of a Dover, Halama Behekish, Choizim Lama Behekish, which would be a no-no. We cannot learn from one Hekish to the next Hekish to the din of Kachim. Because by Kachim, that's a rule, which we're going to have again in a few Dafim from now. But the Gemara is going to go through great detail. Hekish, Choizim Lama Behekish, Kabachoyim, Choizim Lama Behekavachoyim, Xerishavah, Choizim Lama Xerishavah, etc., etc. Okay, so we end for this kasha. That's why we need the extra lapar. Now, it sounds like this Rav Papa is a little bit remote, because you don't normally have that type of limud that you repeat it in itself to be able to import it. It should become a resident in that. So, Tani, was Rav Papa ever a rai of brais like Rav Papa? Word for word. It says again, the Papa also kasha also. Fine, that we already dashed. Now, ma tamolei lapar. What do I need the lapar for? Levisha nemar. And now we're going to get to the actual limud from the par helen dover shel tzibur l'seirei avodas chayavim, this din of the yoseres and the shtei akloyes. What does it say in Parsha Shlach? It says the hay view as karbonim isha l'Hashem al chatosam. Where do we have the whole pasuk? Here v'chiper hakoyin al kol adas b'nei yisrael b'nislach lehem kishkogehi they may view as karbonim isha l'Hashem. V'chatosam l'fnei Hashem al shigigasam. So it says al shigigasam. So now it says the Gemara. What do I learn from all of this? This hamevius karbanim ishal Hashem chatosam elus yirabayis chacham. This parsha that we're talking about here in Parshas Shlach, this chatosam is referring to what we're talking about. In other words, we're just defining. We're not adding. We're just defining. What does chatosam mean in this pasuk? The chait of the Seir HaVayis Chavim. Seir HaVayis Chavim is referring to the Kant Klal Yisrael went on Chas Shalom sinned, and they sinned because of the faulty psak of the Bez Nagodol. Then what's the halacha? Then you have to have a par li'oila and a sar l'chatos, and that's the chatos we're referring to, the Seir HaVayis Chavim. Now it says in the Pasuk Vayter for chatos from the Fnei Hashem al shigigasam. Shigigasam zeh par helam dover shel tzibur. Even though, of course, that's not what that parsh is talking about. But this shigigasam is now being marve and bringing in from outside parhem dov shel tzibur. Aha. Okay, so what am I learning one from the other? Chatosam al shigigasam. That's the end of the pasuk. Chatosam of Nei Hashem al shigigasam. Om retoyre chatosam. Arhi lecha kishigigasam. The din of chatosam. Sira Boris Chachodim, they have the same status as Shigosim, as the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. What same status? That you have to put among the Emurim the Oiseres HaKoveid and the Shtei HaKloif. Aha! How do we know by the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur the din of Yeseres Shtei HaKloif? Doesn't say it in the Torah. It says by the Par Koine Mashiach. So Loi Bekeisha. The only way that I have it in the parish of Helem Dover Shel Tzibur is from the Hekish, from the Par Koine Mashiach. Chidova Lava Behekish, Chidova Lava Behekish. That's what the Brice is asking upon itself. And therefore the Brice includes Talmud Loimer. That's why it says in the Pasuk, V'osa kasha osa, V'osa lapor kasha osa lefarachatzas. What does that lapor come to tell you? Separ Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. Second time it says in the Pasuk, V'osa lapor kasha osa lefarachatzas, Separ Koine Mashiach. How has that helped us? Why we saying lapor means par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur? Like the Gemara said before, I'll leave it to Papa. By the fact that it says these extra lapar to repeat par helem dover shel tzibur, even though the parsha that we're talking about is the par helem dover shel tzibur, this redundancy makes it as if the shtei akloyes and the aseres hakoveid are written the fetish in the parsha par helem dover shel tzibur, so I no longer have an issue or a problem with hekish choizer umalamed behekish. I only have one hekish from the par helem dover shel tzibur to siri avoides koi chav. And now the Gemara asks l'choira an obvious question. Omamar, chatosam eilu si'ira avoides kechavim. And because it says chatosam al shigigosam, I make a hekish of the si'ira avoides kechavim from the par helem dover shel tzibur to throw in the yeseres hakoveid in the shtei akloyes. Frank Gemara, this is a brand new drasha that we didn't have until now. Typically, mikro kama. Why don't we learn it from that old drasha that we had already 2 days ago on Lamed Tes Amid Beis, the Amamar on the second line, Hachatos, which appears in the parish of Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur, l'rabbi si'ira avoides kechavim. What does the Gemara mean to say? Gemara means to say is when we started off this beautiful, beautiful sugya, v'yosu lepor, kasher osa lefar hachatos. The Gemara examined each and every word because the whole pasuk is ibrik, is superfluous. And the Gemara said, you know what hachatos comes to include? Hachatos comes to include the seire avoides chechav. Aha. So once they're included in our parsha of the par helem dover shel tzibur, it's brought in what the Gemara refers to as a hekish, to teach dinim one from the other. Ah. So why do I need this brand new hekish? In Parsha Shlach of Chatosim Lefnei Hashem Al Shigigosim, Chatosim is referring to the Seder Avodas Kechavim, Shigigosim is referring to the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. We put the two together with Makish, we compare and we learn one from the other.
You already did it.
Forget about that pasuk in Parsha Shlach. Back in Parsha Vayikra, in the Parsha of Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur, the word Hachatos already imports the din of Seder Avodas Kechavim. So instead of importing the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur to the Parsha and Parsha Shlach of Seir Avodas Kechavim, come up with a new Hekish over there, why don't we just rely on that first Hekish that we've already been learning for the last 2 days from Daf Lamed Tes, where we've imported the Seir Avodas Kechavim to the Parsha of the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur? Very straightforward question. Om Rapapa. Rapapa, as you see, is very, very popular in these two or three blot, because we've had Rapapa from the very beginning. We had him this morning, kept on asking back and forth, Raif and the Bryce Rabbi Shmuel. Then we had the Rapapa here on top. Agmurei Parham Dov Shel Tzibur B'Yisar Shtei HaKloyes. Here we have Omer HaPapa Itzra.
Yeah, by the Chuba, what, one
exactly, exactly. Or? Absolutely, absolutely. Your HaPapa figures very, very prominently. Very, very prominently in Agmur. So Omer HaPapa Itzra, so kadai techamina, hani mili hazo'ois techsivon begufei. Ah, if it was just based on hachatas, I would say, you know why we are importing the halacha of Seire Avodas Kechavim to the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur to make a hekish about the hazois? What do you mean the gabi the hazois? Because Seire Avodas Kechavim, it doesn't say that you do it lifnim inside the heichal, and you do it in front of the paroiches, and you do it in the mizbeach apanimi. All of that doesn't appear. How do I know it? I know it from Hachatas, the Parham Dabash al Tzibur. Those are the Hazois that see them big kufay. The Hazois that you have to do, seven in front of the Proiches, four on top of the Mizbech, Toshtet Beferish in the Parsha of the Par Helem Dover Shel Tzibur. Mashenke. On to the Amid Beis. It doesn't say it befeirish in the parsha of the par helim dover shel tzibur. If it would just say hachatos eimaloi, I would say that I cannot learn from the par helim dover shel tzibur to the seiri avodis kechavim. While shishteituchnish in the parsha of the par helim dover shel tzibur, kamash bolon. That's why I have to have a new second hekish. I don't just rely on the hekish in parshas Vayikra in the par helim dover shel tzibur to tell me that the seiri avodis kechavim and the par helim dover shel tzibur are the same. Maybe they're only the same for hazois, meaning in the heichal, on the mizbech apnimi, in front of the paroiches. But I wouldn't know the din of the two aimurim of the shtei akloyes and the yiseres hakavit. Why not? Because it doesn't say it befeirish in the parsha of the parham dov shel tzibur. That's why I have to have a new hakish in parsha shalach in the parsha of a seiri of yiseres hakavim. That's why I need the two separate occasions. The gemara is a little bit shver. Why is it shver? The reason why I need this brand new hekish and parsha shlach is because it doesn't say the oiseres and shtei akloyes here in this parsha of the parshas parhelam dover shel tzibur. What do you mean it doesn't say in the parhelam dover shel tzibur? Didn't Rav Papa just get finished saying it? It's the same Rav Papa that it does say shtei akloyes and oiseres akoved in the parsha of the parhelam dover shel tzibur. How? By the repetition of the word par. We ask, why does the parish of the par helim dover shel tzibur have to say lapar to include the par helim dover shel tzibur? That is the parsha of the par helim dover shel tzibur. That was the Gemara's kasha. Rav Papa says, I'll tell you why. Because if I wouldn't have that extra lapar, I wouldn't be able to learn to see it avoid his kechavim because dover lamed behekish ain't a choizer lamed behekish.
Effectively, it's been there anyway. So what do you mean?
So therefore, lapar does now effectively
write Syria.
Keman dichsiv be begufei dami. That's what the Gemara says in the Yomer Alman Aleph. Itzrich lapar and the heavy keman dichsiv be begufei. So what's the difference now between the hazois and between the shtei hakloyes and the yiseres hakoved? They all say befeirish in the parish of the parish.
And the
you're now saying different svaras. I mean, we're now addressing the svar of the Gemara. What did Rav Papa say? Oh, Rav Papa, yes, it's yes. The reason why I need a brand new limud in Parsha Shlach. So kedai techem and yichvot kevot meinen. Hani mila azoi tzichsim megufay. Only azoi say befeirish in the Parsha Shlach of Tzibur. And that's what I'm learning from Hachatos, the Seer Vodis Chachav. But he says, it doesn't say it befeirish in the Parsha of the Parsha Shlach of Tzibur. And therefore, I'm a loy. That's why I need a brand new hekish. What do you mean that the Yisrael Shlach of Tzibur doesn't say befeirish? It does say befeirish. The same Rav Papa said, by saying lapar, it's keman dichsim begufay. Anyway, this is not my kasha, it's a top choice kasha. Tema, ho amris, didn't you say lapar? Maisi lahachi, lehevi keman dekosa de gufei. Lagbor, this year by the chum. Shtei toch yeah! Anyway, I am the choices, that's choice kasha. Okay, on to the next Gemara. Two dots. Amalei rafuda bereit amnosa de papa. Votana par yerme kipurim lechol mashe omer beinyin koma. What's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is asking a very, very interesting question. Back yesterday, when we had that original Rapapa, that Rapapa said that I learned from Lapar, Har Yoim HaKippurim, what does it come to tell us? The S, Badam, Utvila. Does it also come to tell us the din of Ikuva, that these Hazois are Ma'akiv, you have to do every one, otherwise even one missing is Ma'akiv? No, I don't need it for that. Why don't they need it for that? Because either because it says Chuka in the parasha of Yom Kippurim, or because according to Reb Yehuda says, since it says Em Kila Kippur, V'chila Mikapra Sakoidish, Em Kila, if you did everything, Kippur you have your Kippur, if you didn't do everything, you didn't get your kapar, and therefore you learned that even Shiari Adam is also ma'akev. So therefore Rav Papa said, you know what you need? Lapar, par yemi kippurim, to tell you the din of es, bedam, utfila. And then the Gemara said in the Amud Beis, Tanya kavasi Rebbe Papa, the Asa Kasher, Asa is Mem Amud Beis, Ma Tam Alem Lapar, the Rav is Parvi Gwim, L'chol Mash Omer Be'inyan, what does that mean, L'chol Mash Omer Be'inyan, says Rashi, including as Badom Utfila. So what the Gemara originally brought as a Raya to Rav Papa, now the Gemara is asking a Kasha on Rav Papa. And the Gemara is saying is, Rav Papa says that this Lapar, is only for this single din of the three, the trio go together, the es, badam, utfil. That's all it comes to tell us. It doesn't come to tell you about ikuva or anything else. Vatana, this brisa, which we just quoted on Mem Amid Beis, par yemikipurim, l'chol mash omer be'inyan ka'amar. And therefore it sounds like not only is it being marba the es badam betila, but other things too, such as the ikuva that you better make sure to do every single hazor, because if you're just missing one, the carbon is possible. Says the Gemara Tanoihi, Einachanami staka machloikas Tanoim, Tanad veirav marbi hachi, Tanad veirav Yishmal loy marbi hachi. What does the Gemara mean? The very first brice that we started off with, back on Lamites, Amid Aleph, starts of Tanu Rabbanan, the Yasser of Kasher Asa, Mabal Lamid, etc. And then it said, Lapar Zepar Yemi Kippurim. That brice, that's the original brice, that our Gemara calls that Tanu Devei Rav. Why does the Gemara call it Tanu Devei Rav? Says Rashi on the fourth line, Kol Tanu Rabbanan, wherever you see Tanu Rabbanan, that's Kari Tanu Devei Rav. That's the status. So it sounds like, from this Rashi, the Tanu Rabbanan means that Rav had a big besmedrish, a big yeshiva, and every Tanu Rabbanan that you have throughout Shas means in the yeshiva where Rav was the Rosh Yeshiva, and the Tanoim was speaking back and forth, and the Talmidim was speaking back and forth, etc., etc. However, you notice that there's a small Zayin over there, and that Zayin takes us to Shinui Nuschois, which is a reference to the Gilyan, Tzarech Loimar, Tov Chof. Instead of Tov Reish, it's Tov Chof. What means Tov Chof? Tov Chof means Teres Kahanim. The reason why Teres Kahanim is called Tanu Devei Rav, because Teres Kahanim is also known as the Sifra, and the Sifra, as we know, Rav was Mesader, the Sifra. And therefore, Lav Davka, the Kol Tanu Rabbanan in Shas, is Tanu Devei Rav, Kol Teres Kahanim. And therefore that Tanu Rabbanan wasn't just a brisa, it was a brisa of a Teres Kahanim from the Sifra, which was from Rav. However, this second brisa, which we wanted to bring a raya to Rav Papa, and now the Gemara is asking Kasha on Rav Papa, that was Tanu Rav Yishmael. So therefore the first brisa that we learned, that is only Marba the S Badom Utfila. The second brice of Tanu Rabbi Shmuel is Marba more, not only Es Badom Utfila, but Marba everything, including the Ikuva, that you have to make sure that every Hazor is done, because even Matana Achas Chiser is the Osam Leklum, it's possible. Ah, okay. Zokti Yomara, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Neiman Nemru Yerserish Tekloyes, the Parakoin Mashiach. Okay, so from here until the two dots, we're going to have a shtikla agadata, if you will. And in fact, Rashi brings these two shtiklach that we're going to learn now in Chumash. Very straightforward. Finally, after this somewhat challenging, long sugya of the psukim and the drashes, we get a little bit of a break, a nice shtikla agadata. Tanu Rabbi Shmuel, Neiman Nemru Yeserz Shtekloyes and Parakoin Mashiach. Of course, we mean that it doesn't say it mamish beferish, but lemaisa, this Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's considered to be and deemed to be virtually as if it's written beferish, because I have the extra lapar to go and include the parah of lemaisa after everything is said and done. Still doesn't say it mamish beferish, it's only virtually mamish. So why taka, here does it say and here it doesn't say? Said the more mashal malach basvedam. Shezoam al oihavoi, umiet bisirchoinoi, mitnei chibosoi. Meaning, the Parakoin Mashiach is one individual, that's the Kohen Gadol, for sure. But Klal Yisrael, which is the Parhelm of Shal Tzibor, that's considered to be the oihavoi shomokim, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, b'ni b'chayri Yisrael. We just had now on Yontif, At v'chatonu mikol ha'amim. Kadosh Baruch Hu chose us among all the nations. Ahav teisanu. Kadosh Baruch Hu, you love us. You loved us. Ratisa bana, you wanted us. V'rimam tanu mikol al shoynes, you have uplifted us above all the tongues, all the languages. Now what does that mean, v'rimam tanu mikol al shoynes? So Pashib Shad, the shoynes is just a synonym for Amim. In other words, all the different nations of the world that have the different cultures and the different languages, you went and exalted us and elevated us above all the other nations of the world. That's Pashib Shad. But Shteita Chavart, I think it was Tiferet Shloima, otherwise another one of the greats of Tzadikim, that from Tanmikol Shoynes is really not a new term, but it's descriptive of the Ahavta Oisanim. Rabbi Nishloim, you loved us. How can I possibly describe your love? Impossible. Ramtan Mikol Al Shoynes. If I took out every single dictionary of all the Umas HaOlam, the Webster's dictionary and the Langenscheidt for the German dictionary and the Ben Yehuda for the Hebrew dictionary, v'chuli v'chuli v'chuli, from Ramtan Mikol Al Shoynes, that Ohavt or Yisan of Ratzisa Banu is indescribable. There are no words in any vocabulary in any language that can go and describe the tremendous Ahava Kadosh Baruch Hu has for us. That's from Antonio Mikol HaShoynes, that Ahava is elevated above all the tongues of the world. So getting back to our Gemara. So our Gemara is telling us now that this Parham Dov Shel Tzibur, Moshe Melech Bas Vadom, Shezoh Malay Havi, that Melech has gotten angry at his beloved. In other words, Kavi Yochel, Rabbi Yishlom has gotten angry at us, but he keeps his mouth closed, so to speak, Nechi Basa, because of that tremendous love. So therefore, by the power of Mashiach, the Pasik packs out all the details. You put the chaylev and the shtriyah kloyes and the yaseris ha-kaved and everything else. By the power, helen dov shel tzibur, okay, kloyes, so you sinned, but we're still on good terms.
Let's not articulate every problem.
We don't have to go micro, it's enough macro, I tell you generally.
You know what I mean.
Exactly. Oh, it doesn't. That's shtickle number one. But under Rabbi Shalom Noch ha-shtickle. Menei ma'nem ra-proiches ha-kodesh b'harkon Mashiach, le'nem ha-vapar helen dov shel tzibur. If you look at the two psukim in the pasuk of Parakan Mashiach, and then subsequent Parakan Mashiach Tzibur, both of them say that you have to do hazois sheva pam lefnei Hashem. By the Parakan Mashiach, it says as penei proiches hakoidish, and in the second parasha by the Parakan Mashiach Tzibur, just says sheva lefnei Hashem as penei haproiches. So it says proiches hakoidish. Now the question is, why does the proiches hakoidish by the Parakan Mashiach and not by the par helim davushul tzibur? Again, Moshe Melech Bas Vadom, Shesorcha Olam Medina, that unfortunately his nation has rebelled. A mute Shesorcha Pemayish Loi Niskayemes. If it's only a mute, meaning the Kohen Gadol rebelled. And I don't really mean a rebellion, because after all we're talking about something that happened b'shogeg. But nevertheless, if someone sinned, nevertheless the entire Pemayish Loi that hasn't destroyed, so to speak, the reign and the kingship of a Kodesh Baruch Hu upstairs in Shemayim, okay? So one person unfortunately went off the derech, so to speak. God's Klal Yisrael has sinned with a Gefer Lechasin, but an Avoy Dezorah, Mishka Avoy Dezorah, to Shabbos, to Nida, to Chaylev, or whatever it happens to be, and Issel, that there's a din of the Mezid, Chas Hashem, Karis, and Rubisarcha, Ein Palmai Shalom Eskayamis, there's now then kingship of the Kodesh Baruch Hu has been diminished somewhat because of the fact that his nation has rebelled. So therefore, it's no longer Parikhaz HaKodesh. Now that Parikhaz HaKodesh has become defiled, it's no longer Parikhaz HaKodesh, it's just simply Parikhaz. Rashi brings this in the Chumash, the same two types. Okay, the boys say we're now done with that parish of the parish of Shel Tzibur, the parish of Mashiach, the senior's voice of Chacham, and the parish of Yom Kippurim, and the sarish of Kippurim, and all the drashas that we've had for the last 3 days. We start on a brand new sugya, Agishmakis sugya. What's this Gishmakis sugya? The halacha of whether a chotzi matir is mafagel. Oh, wonderful. Everybody's waiting for this sugya. Mafagel mechotzi matir. Now, what does that mean, mafagel mechotzi matir? So we have to go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, we learned that you have let's take a quick look at the Mishnah. Mishnah is already so many days ago, you almost forgot where the Mishnah was. On Lamed Vav Amid Beis, the beginning of the 3-day Yontif, Shabbos and the 2 days of Yontif, we have in the Mishnah, Beishami Omrim, yeah, Zayagit. What does it say towards the end of the Mishnah? 2 lines before the end of the Mishnah, 4 lines in the bottom of the Yomit, Kol Anitonim Al Mizbeach HaPnimi. Any one of the matadas panimi, meaning at the minimum you have the 11 that we talked about for the parah of shulziv parah and mashiach, and you have the 43 on the par of yom kippur together with the sar of yom kippur. Go and tell them the bechadim shem chisa achz b'kol b'tomis kila kippur. You missed that one. no kapar. In other words, each one is ma'akif. Lefichach, therefore, nosi kulun ketikon. What happens if he brought all of them ketikon? Well, let's talk about of the 11. 10 of them were perfect. Miachish by ketikona, and one of them was not perfect. Why? Because he had a bad machshava of chutz lizmanoi. What should be the dinner? One of the four avoidos normally by a regular carbon, a machshava chutz lizmanoi, the thing would be pigel the yesh by karis. Here, one out of the 11 he did shleik tikkun, he had a machshava hazois, seven in front of the proiches, four on the mizbeach apnimi. If one of them he had a machshava of chutz lizmanoi, psula ve'ein by karis. Why is it possible? If it's a machshavas chutz lizmanoi, it should be a din of pigel. So therefore, we have to look at the Rashi over here. Lefichach, Rashi's four lines from the bottom at the end of the line. Lefichach, Dr. Rashi. Hoyil, now three lines. Hoyil v'kulam atiroyz. Ein zu materes bloizu, ve'ein zu mefageles bloizu. You need all 11. V'nosa kulam ketikonam b'shtika. Everything was b'shtika. In other words, without any adverse machshava. V'yachash le ketikonam kigoyin shenosa b'machshaves chutz limkoimoy oy chutz lizmanoy. Even chutz lizmanoy. Possel shalai nitibari shaynes. The others didn't accomplish anything because you need all of the matirim together. But now, Frey Tachrashi, why isn't it pigel v'yesh b'karis? V'ein b'karis. She'en achroinim mefaglosoi dikasover ein mefaglim mechotzi matir. Although it passels it, it doesn't go to the upgrade of pigel. It's only possel v'ein b'karis. So that's the concept of ein mefaglim mechotzi matir. When would it be pigel if only all of them you had the machshav chutz lizmanoi? If you only picked and choose one here, one there, it's only a chutzi matir, and therefore it's not pigel. Tanan asav, we have a Mishnah Masechtas Menachos. By a carbon mincha, your normal carbon mincha, you have two matirim. What are the two matirim? The kemitza on the mizbeach and the levoina that's put on the mizbeach. And since you have two matirim, you have again two possibilities of a machsheves pigel of chutz lizmanoi. Jok the Mishnah. Pigel be koimitz. When you put the koimitz on the mizbeach, if you had a machsheves pigel of chutz lizmanoi, what would be the machsheves chutz lizmanoi? I'm going to eat up the shirayim. Not today, I'm going to eat it tomorrow, 2 days from now, next week. Machsheves chutz lizmanoi. V'loy b'levoina, but I didn't have any adverse machshev by levoina, everything was fine. I put it in the spare, nothing. Or if I can, b'levoina v'loy b'kaimitz, only by levoina, not by the kaimitz. Remeir oimer, pegel chayoven olav kores. The reason for a mayor is because he holds mefaglin b'chotzi matir. Even though I have two matirim, I only had a machsheves pigel by one of them, that's already enough. It has a din of possible, but ain't by karis. So we have a clear cut machloikis and may in the chachamim. Do you say mefagim mechotzim matir or ain't mefagim mechotzim matir? Or Reb Shimon Lakish, loy teim betam the remeir the kasava mefagim mechotzim matir. That's not the reason. Not like you thought. You know why remeir holds that it's pigul. Even though he's only mafagil by one of the two matirim, lahachmai skinin goy shenosin as a koymis machshava ba'alavoyne b'shtika, which is the chayyeh the poshit the way of learning that mishnah. Pigel b'koymis, the koymis was number one. He had a machshava of pigel by the koymis. He did not have a machshava by lavoyne. It was b'shtika, but it's important that it was b'shtika. Kasavar lahachmai skinin goy shenosin koymis machshava lavoyne b'shtika. Kasavar kala oisel das v'shaynu oisel, meaning I started off with pigel machshavas, but koymis machshavas pigel lavoyne. I was silent. Since I was silent, I left it blank, so to speak. So I say whatever the original machshava was automatically carries over to the second avoided, to the second haktora salavoina, even though that was bishtika, but attacking because it was bishtika. Since it was silent, I rely on my first thought. So I don't have to have constantly pigel, 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 pigel 100 times. I said pigel the first time. Everybody understood. I want to be mefagel this carbon.
And if the sequence were reversed?
That's what we're going to talk about. So anyway, so that being the case, is Rish Lakish, that's a Rameya really holds Bemisim like the Chacham. that you have to mafagil b'chol hamatir. The only reason why the mayor says in our case in that Mishnah that it's pigel, even though he's only mafagil by the koyimitz, because the first machshav was pigel and the second one schlept zachmit, it's mitkir schlept with that first machshava al dasu shayinu ois. Pray to one mimai, where did Rish Lakish take this from? And he brings the right from our Mishnah. What does it say in the Mishnah? Lefichach, emnosen kulan ketikonon. If he did all of the previous spritzing of the blood perfectly, the av shaloi ketikonon, the last one, he did shaloi ketikonon with a machshev, his pigel, possibly the aim by kar is. So let's be medayik. Why don't we switch it around? Instead of saying that the first 10 were all kosher, the last one was the machshevis pigel. What happens if the first one was shloike tikkana, and then the next 10 the kula kitikana? That would be pigel. Now, why would that be pigel? Oh, I understand why it would be pigel. The way Rish Lakish is trying to explain our Mishnah, because the actually tikkana, that the first one was pigel, the rest one were kitikana, means bishtika al das rishoyna hu oisen. That's why it would be pigel. Aramish said that it's possible because all the original ones were shtika and only the final one was pigel. But if you reversed it, that the first one was pigel and the others would be shtika, smash, that would be pigel. It's mani. Ilem rabbanan hu am rabban ein befagel mchatzimati. It can't be the rabban because we just had the rabban say no such thing. No, by the koimit and by the leboina they said ein by karis ach befagel mchalamati. So it can't be the rabban. And was zayin rabbeir. If that's the reason for a mayor, then why does a Mishnah say when the first 10 avoiders were all kitikana, were done properly, and the final one was the shloi kitikana, it's only possible, bein by karis. If our Mishnah is a mayor, and a mayor holds mefaglin b'chotzi matir, then it should be pigel, because even though only one of them he had a machshev as pigel, you don't need more than that, mefaglin b'chotzi matir. So therefore, l'choyra our Mishnah has to go according to the mayor, and the reason why there's a difference between the halacha which is written in the Mishnah, which is first shtika and then machshev es pigel, where it's only possible. And the diuk, if the first one would be a machshev es chutz l'zmanay, and after that b'shtika, it would be pigel, you know why? La mishin dekasev kol oisa dasu shaynu oisa. And therefore, Reish Lakish says, I have a pretty good raya from our Mishnah to what I'm saying. Our Mishnah is the mayor, and he distinguishes between, not that he holds mefagle b'chutzi matir, but rather, I agree, a mefagle b'chutzi matir, but it depends the sequence. If the sequence is pigel and then shtika, al das rishoyne. If it's shtika and achkach pigel, then there's no al das rishoyne, and that's why it's possible. Akutarai. Shoti morne, omrish vor vayitzik oil rabbani. The emissary goes akut to rabbani. Our mission is the rabbanan and not remain. Or my kitikonon, kitikonon le pigel. Ah, what does he want me to say? We understood the words lefichach. Remember, what was the words lefichach? Go back 5-6 lines. Mar lefichach. Im nosa kulin kitikonon. Liach, like kitikonon. It's possible to make cards. How do we understand kulin kitikonon? That he did it properly. Bishtika. Liach, like kitikonon. That means pigel. Says, Reb Shmuel Reb Yitzchak, Efshe Punk Faket. Maybe when it says im nosa kulin kitikonon means that if he gave the first 11, first 10 out of 11, or kitikonon means kitikonon lepigel, he did it with all the proper preparations to be mefagelit. That's kitikonon. There was no eruv machshavis. It was all pigel, pigel, pigel. And the final one was like kitikonon. In such a case, it's possible the aim by karis. You know why it's possible aim by karis? Because aim mefagel mechatzi matir. You have to do everything. Even though the first 10 were pigel, 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 and therefore. This is Taka talking about a case where the first one was a machshevis pigel, the others were shaloi kitzkana was not a machshevis pigel. It can't go according to Meir like Rish Lakish is learning, because according to Rish Lakish that should also be pigel, because if kitzkana means oh pigel and the final one is shtika, chalo oisa al das v'shoyinu oisa. Ah, muzakhen it goes according to Rabbanan.
Is
you don't like the word kitzkana.
Kitzkana sounds like doing it well.
Yeah,
we're not talking about. It's like
understood, and that's going to be part of the Gemara's discussion.
Is it being sarcastic, or is Misha being ironic or sarcastic?
No, he's just saying that he did the pigel correctly, that there was no eruv machshavas in his pigel.
He did the pigel correctly. It's like, you know, pigel's not a mitzvah, it's an
aveira. Ah, there's no question. But the Gemara said before, katzo is kosher, kachatzo is fossil. So when you're talking about piglets, it's also got to be done properly, if you will. Yeah. So he did it properly, a proper pickle, if you want. And therefore, has nothing to do with the mayor, has to do with the rabban. Mamela, to go and say that tikkun means that you're referring to that he did the pigle properly, he did a proper pigle. Okay. No, it's not an easy pshat, but I can hear it. But shaloiki tikkana means that he didn't do a proper pigle.
Right.
What didn't he do?
He did,
in other words, a shtika.
Right.
If he did a shtika, says Rashi, shtika, that's not shaloiki tikkana.
Right.
He didn't do anything. He just had a blank head. He wasn't thinking anything. A blank line. Gunish. That's called shaloiki tikkana. That's a shver pshat. Elamai says Rashi, that's not Rashi. Elamai says the Gemara, that it cannot be like Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzchak is trying to say, that kitikana means my pig. Okay, that I could hear. But the shaloi kitana means machsheva shtika or bishtika, not without a machshela. That goes shaloi kitikana. Says Rashi, if that's the case, why don't you just simply say, Asa kulim kitikanam, chutz mi achas mihan, or achas bishtika.
Right.
What's the shaloi kitikana? The shaloi kitikana, it doesn't fit in properly, it's not kitikana in this situation, and therefore, l'choy, that's a shver apshat. Mechlal, the tikana l'chsheru does, l'choy, the tikana doesn't mean like you try to stretch it, it means pickle, it means lash. And therefore, Vaita, we go back to our Mishnah Moscow Quintra Meir, and he distinguishes between Al Das Rishoyna and not Das Rishoyna.
But Meir's one holds tough social mission also. He's like, he's holding to his guns.
Excellent. So now we have both Rav and Ravashi that tried to support Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchok's Rai or Pshat in the Mishnah, that Kitikon Ataka means pickle. Omer Rav, first one that says Kitikon, it means pickle. My Shaloi Kitikona. Shaloi Kitikona doesn't mean that it was a blank. Bishtika, it means chutzlim koimoi. Ah, and that's what Amish is trying to tell us. The din of Irov Machshavais. That even though the first 10 or matirim, he did a beautiful job to say pickle, 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 if it would be a regular carbon, it would have been pickle a long time ago, because you only need one matir to be for. Only one matter is ma'akiv for all kabbanas. Machloik is between Besham and Beisil, the Gabi Chato is
Achitoyna.
As soon as you did the first one, it becomes pigle, because all the others are only lechatchiles, they're no longer, they're not ma'akiv b'dievet. However, over here, everyone is ma'akiv. So the first, tani de kitikana means that the machshev is pigle. Ah, so what happened? The shaloi kitikana means that he had a machshev is chutzlum koimai. Chutzim Koim is already Irv Machshavis. It undermines the pickle of the first 10. It's not pickle. Perfect. That's the reason why it's possibly in Beikars. Rav Ashi Amai said the same shot, but not that the final one was Chutzim Koim. It was Shloi Lishmai. Shloi Lishmai. Shloi Lishmai is normally, that doesn't undermine the Machshavis pickle, because Shloi Lishmai is kosher. El Shloi Olabal Lishim Koim. Ah, Chutzim Chatzis of Pesach. We're talking about a Chatzis over here. Chatois and Pinimius are Chatois. And therefore, it says Ravashi, Omer Shaloi Lishmai. The last one was the Shaloi Lishmai. And again, that undermines, just like the Chutzim Koime undermines the pickle perfect nature of the Chutzim Mana.
You would need any, if it's Shaloi Lishmo, it doesn't matter what you did in the first 10, any Shaloi Lishmo in a Chatos will undermine it. Any Shaloi Lishmo in any essential.
And every Chutzim Koime also will undermine it.
Right.
So what's shot? It doesn't have a shame pickle. When you go and giving the guy, if he did it, amaze it. If you're giving him, for instance, if assuming that this is a lav sheish malkus, if he's going to go and eat it, okay. So what are you going to go and be master him? You're going to master him for bigel, master him for some koy, my master for this, for that, for chatas shalei shmoi. Anyway, so Rashi Omer shalei lishmoi mechlal tachilei ovid lo chutzim koy shalei lishmoi mechayiv. Freiting Moriet, so what you're telling me is at staff could be called. Why do you say it's possible to aim by karis? Why isn't the pick of the age by karis? Because the final was Mashava Bachutzla. Koyma Mashava or Shloy Lishmai. Is Aidit, so Freiting Moriet. Mechlal, the Ovid Lachutzim Koyma, the Shloy Lishmai. What would happen if he didn't do it Chutzla Shmai Lishmai? It would just be Stam a Mashava of Ishtika, in other words, no Mashava at all. Mechai, then you would be Mechuyev. Aha. So freiting Moriets, so why do we conclude with a machshava chutzim kaimet? Bishalei lishmai, wouldn't the same halacha apply according to the chacham im b'shtika? Because after all, the chachamim hold that ain mefagli mechotzi matir. So it really doesn't matter that the final one was shalai kitikana.
Right.
The Mishnah could have simply said that the first 10 were kitikana, and the final one was bishtika, or the final one nothing. No, the chutzmi achas man or achas bishtika. So why does the Mishnah insist on saying shalai kitikana with an affirmative negative, meaning that he had a machshava of chutz lemkoymoy or shalai lishmoy? Just say zero, blank. See, it was bishtika. Said the Gemara, 100% right. I did turn the ratio. Pig of a chayim of karis, turn nami seifu, possibly aimed by karis. What does the Gemara mean?
Yeah.
The Gemara doesn't really mean the pig of the ish by karis, possibly aimed by karis, explains Rashi. But the Gemara really means is that since in the beginning of the Mishnah, if you go back to line 3 of the Mishnah, Lamed Vav Amid Beis, we were talking about the chatois, hachitzoinoids, or other karbanas, the fichim, and also the shayim of kitikonah. So there the Mishnah wanted to go and really knock it into you that since only the first one is the matter and not the others, if he did the first one, the second one he did, I would have thought, oi, that uproots it, that undermines it, it's not pigal. No, pigal b'chayav of karis. Why is that?
Because
even though he said chutzim kaima,
the
zrik is done by the first zrik already. All the others are just extra, if you will. They're just the chachilah. So that I needed for the ratio to tell you this major chiddush. It is not called an ear of machshavas. It's still pigal perfect, and that's why pigal b'chayav of karis. That's why the end of the Mishnah, we want to be consistent in style, and therefore that's why we say that these did kitikana, the achishloi kitikana, that the kitikana means, again, that he did it with the full chutz lizmana machshava, like the Gemara is concluding Rabbi Shmuel bar Yitzchak, and Rava and Ravashi. Kitikana doesn't mean that he did it properly, he means that he did a proper pigle of chutz lizmanoi machshava. The final one was either bishtika, maskim, because ein mafag b'chotzi matir, or a kontraban, which is what we're talking about, or actually kitikon, which is talking about chutz l'mkoymai or shaloi l'sh. Why do I need to talk about chutz l'mkoymai? You're right, I don't need it. But since in the reisha I wanted to insist chutz l'zman hashni, chutz l'mkoymai, I see it here also. The first one was kitikon, and the other one shaloi kitikon means a chutz l'mkoymai shaloi l'sh. But I didn't need it. I just did it for consistency and style between the reisha and the seifa. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.